Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten, he has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them since until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, today we'll start a series of classes which has the title of The Secret of Optimism. And inshallah, in these classes we will learn the following. We will learn the meaning of the word optimism, the importance of optimism, optimism in Islam. We will have a test for your level of optimism at the beginning of these classes and at the end, so that inshallah we will feel that there will be some improvement in the level of your optimism. We will learn the verses of the Quran where optimism, glad tidings and hope are mentioned, and inshallah we will learn about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was all the time the optimistic Prophet, and inshallah we will learn the strategies to become an optimist. We will start inshallah by the definition of optimism. Optimism is a mental attitude which interprets situation and events as being best. The word is originally derived from the Latin optimum. Optimum means best. Being optimistic means one expects the best possible outcome from any given situation. This is the reality of being an optimistic, is to have the to expect the best possible outcome from any given situation. Optimism means to see the glass with water at the half point as half full, while the pessimist sees the glass as half empty. I think this is what is known when you have a glass of water which is half full, which is at the half point. If you are an optimistic, you will say that the glass is half full. The other one will say it is half empty. So optimism is an emotional competence that can help boost productivity, overcome conflict, and have a positive impact on the bottom line. So, again, in my words, what is the meaning of optimism? Optimism is to expect the best all the time. And the importance of optimism is during the hardships. Because if I am living at ease, okay, alhamdulillah, I am at ease. But I need optimism during the hardships and trials because I need to keep my spirit up so that, inshallah, the hardships and the trials will not, you know, cause depression for me, or will cause me to reject, or to, you know, to will cause failure for me. So the importance of optimism is during the hardships and trials which are part of our worldly life. The next question is optimism hereditary or not? Okay, most researchers, they agree that it seems to be a biological trait to some degree. There are some people whom they are most of the time, you know, optimists. And there are other people whom they are most of the time, you know, pessimists. But it is also thought that optimism has more to do with environmental factors. It is largely learned trait. This means that you can learn to be optimist. You can learn. What is the relation? Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Islam is the religion that calls for optimism. Worldly life is a test where grief, sorrow, and distress can't be denied or rebelled. As Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, now we will recite from Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah number 29, verse number 2, to learn and to remember about the reality of the worldly life, so that inshallah it will be easy for us to accept the hardships and trials as part of the worldly test. Surah number 29, verse number 2.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. آمين أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين
Do the people think that they will be left to say, We believe, and they will not be tried? But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
So actually, sister, there are many verses of the Quran which are teaching us that in the worldly life we will have the hardships and the trials and the test from Allah so that everyone will prove his reality. This means that we can't stop hardships. We can't stop hardships from touching us, but in the end our attitude can either make us or break us. And this is very important, sisters, regarding just the hardships. We can live the hardships and receive the reward of Allah for this hardship when we are patient and when we are accepting Allah's decree, or the hardship will break us. Okay, it will break our faith, it will break our health, it will break our immunity system, it will break our relation with the people around us. So we don't want the hardship to break us. We want, inshallah, to receive the reward of the hardship. One of the most positive qualities which determine attitude is optimism, as it can do miracles. It doesn't only save our health, our spirit, our mind, our time and faith from the effect of hardships and failures, it also gives us a chance to learn from troubles and failures. And this is, again, sisters, is very important, as I clarified to you the importance of being optimistic during the time of hardships and trials. This is the only way to prevent the hardships from destroying you in all the aspects. The hardships always destroy the relation with Allah. This is number one, because everyone will question, oh Allah, why me? Okay, it will destroy your health, because you will not sleep well, you will either eat too much or eat very little. Okay, it will destroy your immune system, because stress is the enemy of the immune system, and now stress is number one reason for cancer. Why? Because of the pressure on the immune system, because of the stress, and the cause of the stress is, you know, when we are very upset, when we have sorrow and grief for long time. So our health, our faith, and our time, our lifetime, why I will waste my time very upset, crying, away from life, I don't want to work, I don't want to talk to anyone, leave me alone, I hate life, I will destroy myself, all of this because of the effect of the hardships on the spirit. So if I am optimistic, inshallah, I will save all of this, and I will learn, I will have the ability to learn from the causes of my failure, so that inshallah, next time it will not happen. I will accept the failure, okay, as part of the worldly life. It will not destroy me, it will not break me. This is the importance of being optimistic. The key of success is optimism. As the qualities like patience, hope, acceptance, and not giving up are all related with the attitude of optimism. Never giving up, so long, inshallah, Allah is with me and is helping me, inshallah, there will be a way, inshallah, for happiness and success. All the great and influential personalities and leaders believe that the main source of their success is optimism. Yes, we can. This is, you know, like the words which you must repeat all the day. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I will success. Yes, it will happen. Yes, you know, I will be able. We must realize that optimism is not ignoring the problem, but simply the best way to deal with it and learning from it for the future. This is very important reality which we must learn it, sisters. To be optimistic doesn't mean that when you tell me, Sister Mona, what about your illness, I tell you, ignore it, ignore it. No, to be optimistic is to tell you, yes, I have problem, I am sick, I am ill, but you know, sisters, all praise to Allah, I am full of the hope that so long I am doing my exercises and I am taking the medicine, inshallah, inshallah, I am sure that I will be better by time. This is the meaning of being optimistic, is to learn the best way to deal with the problem and to learn from it for the future. Both the optimist and the pessimist encounter the same problem, but it is the perception which takes over and decides the result. There are two people who looked out of a window from a prison. One saw mud and the other one saw what? Saw stars. He looked up, the other one looked down. You know, he looked up. So actually, sisters, a true believer in Allah's oneness and in His names and attributes, the true believer believes that Allah is the creator, the owner, the provider, the giver, the light, the generous, the most merciful, the enricher. Allah has all the power and will. Allah can do everything as He said in the Holy Quran. Let us remember some of the verses of the Holy Quran which we always need to remember, inshallah, related to the power of Allah to do everything in this life, because this is the main element to support our spirit that I must be optimistic so long I am a believer in the oneness of Allah. We will start by reciting from Surah number 29, verse number 20.
الرحمن الرحيم قيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Say, travel in the land and see how Allah originated the creation, and then Allah will bring forth the creation of the hereafter. Verily, Allah is able to do all things.
So actually, sisters, we must always believe this basic rule from the Holy Quran. Allah can do everything. Indeed, Allah over all things is competent. Okay, this is very important reality in our life which every believer must remember it day and night. Indeed, Allah over all things is competent. If we can memorize it in English or we can learn it in Arabic, but understanding its meaning, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is saying indeed, and indeed means, you know, for sure Allah over all things is competent. We will recite again from Surah number 42, verse number 12, to remember and to remind ourselves regarding the power of Allah, the Almighty, the Most Merciful, our Lord Allah. Surah number 42, verse number 12.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم.
To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He extends provision for whom he wills and restricts it. Indeed, he is of all things knowing.
Actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty informed us that to Him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us, for those whom they reflect that the keys, all the keys of the heavens and the earth are only up to Allah, not up to any human being, not up to any billionaire, not up to any king, not up to any president, not up to any power. It is only up to Allah, the Almighty, and Allah is the one who knows everything. Allah knows what you need. Allah knows what you wish. Allah knows what you are looking for. And He has the keys of everything. So all the time, deviate all your need only to Allah. And be sure that so long you are optimistic, so long you believe that He is the most merciful, inshallah, Allah will give you the best up to His knowledge. Now we will recite again from Surah number 36. Verse number 81 and 82 to remember and to remind ourselves regarding the power of Allah the Almighty. Surah number 36, verse number, the last two verses of this surah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Awalaysa alladhi
81 and 82.
Rahman ar-Rahim. أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
Is not He who created the heavens and the earth able to create the like of them? Yes, indeed, He is the all-knowing, supreme creator. Verily, His command, when He intends a thing, is only that He says to it, be, and it is. So glorified is He and exalted above all that they associate with Him, and in whose hand is the dominion of all things, and to Him you shall be returned.
So actually, sisters, for every believer, we must memorize these two, the last two verses of Surah Yasin. Okay, verse number 82 and verse number 83. Inshallah, these classes, I will try to prepare for you one verse every class to memorize it. So that inshallah, by time, you will have 10 or 15 verses of the Quran which you memorize and you repeat all the time. And this inshallah will keep you all the time optimistic. Inshallah, we will start from next week. But this is the verse for this week. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verse number 82 from Surah Yasin. I want you to memorize it in English. Okay, I don't care to memorize it in Arabic while you don't understand the meaning. When you memorize any word, you must memorize a word which you understand its meaning so that it will affect your spirit. Okay, so it is His command is only when He intended. You can just memorize when He intends a thing that He says to it, be and it is, be and it is, be and it is. All the time when you are in the middle of any hardship, remember these words about Allah the Almighty. When He intends a thing, that He says to it, be and it is. Be, if you just want to memorize be and it is enough. Whatever words from the Quran which will support your spirit all the time and keep you optimistic and keep you connected with the power of Allah all the time, inshallah. And why when Allah intends a thing and say to it be, it is because Allah is the one in whose hand is
the realm
of all the things, and to Him we will be returned. So you can memorize be and it is. If Allah says be, it is. Be, it is. Keep on remember it and to repeat it, sisters, while you are driving. Be and it is. Be and it, before you sleep, when you wake up in the morning and you have a lot of problems and you don't want the problems, you know, to waste your spirit when you are just about to start the day. Okay? Be and it is.
Okay, but what is that in Arabic though?
Kun fayakun.
Oh, okay. Kun
fayakun. This is in Arabic. Kun fayakun. Be fayakun, it is. Be, it is. B, it is kun fayakun. Okay? Okay, sister. So, for the true believer, he puts his trust in his Lord, believing in his power and mercy, be assured that Allah will support him. This active optimism is what saves us from falling into despair or failure. The Holy Quran is the book of optimism. Inshallah, in this series of classes, I will give you, inshallah, a lot of the verses of the Quran, which inshallah will help you to have this optimism all the time. Inshallah, the rest of your life, you will never feel despair, you will never feel sorry, you will never feel angry, so long you are connected with the words of Allah, because this is the words of Allah. When you connect with the Quran, you are connected with the power of Allah, inshallah, and you will be all the time hoping for the mercy and the doors to be opened from the one who can open all the doors. Now, inshallah, because
I just remember like a daily example, if someone says, okay, you do this, and you complain, what is it like, you know, kun fayakun, like, this is only Allah, if this is only for Allah, I said, if they want it to be done now, it will be done now. So this is something we repeat always, and we complain about human being, that this is the characteristics of Allah, you know, kun fayakun, not for the human being.
Suppose your professor will tell you, you have to do this homework over the night. So you tell him, what is the meaning of this in Arabic? This is kun fayakun. I can't. Only Allah, when you know, only Allah who can do anything at any time. But for me, I can do all of this work in short time. You know, this is kun fayakun. The only one who has the ability to do anything in very short time or in no time. For Allah, it is in no time. You know, to change everything. So this is kun fayakun, inshallah. Inshallah, in this class, I will just give you samples of the verses of the Quran, which inshallah we will learn its meaning in full detail, and many, many of the verses of the Quran, inshallah, which will help you to be optimistic all the time and to believe that the Holy Quran is the book of optimism. We will start with surah number 12, verse number 87.
Rahim. يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
O my sons, go and find out about Joseph and his brother and despair not of relief from Allah. Indeed, no one despairs of relief from Allah except the disbelieving people.
So actually, sister, this is the message of the Holy Quran regarding despair of Allah's mercy or despair of Allah's relief. Those whom they despair of Allah's belief are not believing in the power of Allah, the Almighty. Now we will recite, I will give you the whole meaning, inshallah, and the whole message of these verses of the Quran after we recite four verses of the Quran. The next verse is from Surah number 15, Surah number 15, verse number 56. Surah number 15, verse number 56. Inshallah, we will learn these verses in detail, and we will learn the circumstances of these verses of the Quran and how they were actually a true relief for those whom Allah sent for them this message. We will recite now from Surah number 15, verse number 56.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال ومن يقنط من رحمة ربه إلا الضالون.
Ibrahim said, and who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except those who are astray?
Actually, sister, this is the second message from Allah regarding those whom they despair of Allah's mercy. Actually, those are whom they go astray, whom they are away from the belief in the oneness of Allah. We will recite again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 94, verse number 5, regarding the message of the Quran regarding being optimistic all the time. Surah number 94, verse number 5. Actually, this whole surah, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is a message of optimism. This whole surah, inshallah, I will give you the meaning of this surah, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fa'inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra.
94, Surat al-Sharh.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Verily, along with every hardship is relief.
So actually, sister, this surah, all the surah was a message to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was facing a very big hardship, and Allah the Almighty sent for him this surah to remind him that he was always with him, trying to help him and to support him, and he gave him the glad tidings that with every hardship there is ease, and inshallah there was a lot of ease for Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, after this surah was sent to him. So Surah al-Sharh is one of the verses of or surahs or chapters of the Quran which are the chapters of optimism, and inshallah I will give you its meaning inshallah in the next coming classes. And we will recite now again from surah number 65, verse number 3.
So is this surah
al-Sharh?
Al-Sharh. Inshallah. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
Actually, sister, do you know, this verse is a continuation of the previous statement. If you get verse number 2, okay, at the end, Allah is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the last two lines, you know, and whoever fears Allah, he will make for him a way out and will provide for him. You know, this is the continuation. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. So actually, sister, in this chapter of the Holy Quran, inshallah, we will learn in full details about these verses of the Quran. But this is the chapter of divorce. And in this chapter of divorce, Allah the Almighty is sending a lot of messages of optimism in this surah of the Quran. Something which you can't imagine about Allah's mercy. You know, Allah will make an outlet. Allah will provide. Allah will take care of you. Allah is sufficient for you. In this surah, you know, which is related to divorce, which is always a very big catastrophe in life. But still Allah, the most merciful, who feels the feeling of his slaves, is sending this message in this chapter of the Quran. Inshallah, we will learn in full details about these verses of the Quran. But the message in these four verses of the Quran, which we just learned now, is that believers are always in touch with Allah, enjoying his grace, unshaken by distress or hardship, even though the circumstances may be very tough. Indeed, a believer finds in his faith and bond with his Lord a blessing that gives him reassurance and optimism even in the most difficult moments. These feelings are based on the belief in the power, will, and mercy of Allah, which is unlimited. And also the belief that Allah has the power to initiate the causes and bring about the results, that is to say, changing the present and the future just by saying, be, and it will be. And this is very important, sister, for every one of us to believe that Allah is the one who initiates the causes and bring the results. Okay? The means are there on the earth, the causes are there on the earth, but they only work up to the command of Allah, and the results are not up to the causes or the reasons. The results are up to the command of Allah. And when Allah will say be, it will be for the future and for the present. So if we are in reality, if we are indeed believers in the oneness of Allah, in the power of Allah, I am optimistic all the time in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the hardships, in the middle of the trials. I am not alone. I am connected with the only power in this life, with the only mercy in this life. Allah the Almighty, He will take care of everything. He will say, be in the proper time. and he would save me in the proper time. So I am always optimistic through my belief in the oneness of Allah the Almighty. Now, sisters, I will give you a test for your optimism. Okay? And I will repeat the test after the classes will end. And I hope there will be improvement and not a decline. Inshallah. I will give you the test now, and I have to read it because, you know, for the website, inshallah. So this is the test for your optimism, and there are 10 questions. I will read them by one slowly. And inshallah, you can answer them. Regarding the answer, it is either A, which is strongly agree, B, weakly agree, C, just agree, D, weakly disagree, E, strongly disagree. Okay, so it is again A, strongly agree, B, weakly agree, C, just agree, D, weakly disagree, and E, strongly disagree. Okay, the first question is, in uncertain times, I usually expect the best. In uncertain times, I usually expect the best. You can choose from 1 to E. The second question is, it is easy for me to relax. Second question, it is easy for me to relax. You can choose from A to E. Number 3, if something can go wrong for me, it will. If something can go wrong for me, it will. Number 4, I am always optimistic about my future. I am always optimistic about my future. Number 5, I enjoy my friends a lot. I enjoy my friends a lot. Number 6, it is important for me to keep busy. Number 6, it is important for me to keep busy. Number 7, I hardly ever expect things to go my way. I hardly ever expect my things to go my way. Number 8, I don't get upset too easily. I don't get upset too easily. Number 9, I really count on good things happening to me. I really count on good things happening to me. And number 10, overall, I expect more good things to happen to me than bad. Overall, I expect more good things to happen to me than bad. These are the 10 questions related to the life orientation test, which is a known test, okay, to test your optimism. And inshallah, now I will give you the correction for this question. Regarding the questions, question 2, 5, 6, and 8, these are fillers. So ignore your answers. Okay? Ignore your answer for questions 2, 5, 6, and 8. These are fillers. For question 1, 4, and 10, questions 1, 4, and 10, A, letter A, if you have A answer, gets 4 points. B gets 3 points. C gets two points. D get 1 point. And E get 0 point. So I will repeat again for questions 1, 4, and 10. Letter A, if you answer with the A, you get 4 points. B, 3 points. C, 2 points. D, 1 point. E, 0 point. And you can have your subtotal. For questions 3, 7, and 9, A, if you answer with the A, you get 0. If you answer with B, you get 1. If you answer with C, you get 2. If you answer with D, you get 3. If you answer with E, you get 4. I will mention this again. For questions 3, 7, and 9, if you answer with the letter A, you get 0. B get 1, C get 2, D get 3, E get 4. Okay? So I want you now to count your total scores, and just I will tell you about how we evaluate the scores. Again, for 1, 4, and 10, 1 and 10, if you have A, you get 4 points.
If you have B, you get 3 points.
Three.
If you have C, you get 2 points. If you have D, you get 1 point. If you have E, you get 0 points.
What was C again?
C, two. Yeah. If you get C, you get 2 points.
Okay, that's two.
So 1, 4, and 10. This is 1, 4, and 10.
Like, 13. You know, for number 3, if something can go wrong for me, it will.
For questions, agree 7 and 9. If you have A, 0, B, C, 2, D, 3, E, 4. Now, for that scale, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, most of the people, they are slightly optimistic and they have 15, around 15. Okay? Those whom they have 24, okay, plus, okay, they have extreme optimism, and above, you know, they have severe optimism. What I mean is that, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from,
I got 12.
From zero, he's on a scale of 0 to 24. 0 is extreme pessimism, 24 extreme optimism. On the average, most people score 15, slightly optimistic.
For the week,
optimism keeps my spirit up. Things aren't going my way. Tomorrow will be better, I tell myself. My book will be published tomorrow. My dream job will open tomorrow. I will meet my future husband tomorrow. Perhaps I am lying to myself, but I had rather do a little bit of lying than a lot of crying. Okay, this is the wisdom of this week, which is related to the fact that we must try to be optimistic. We must try with our spirits all the time not to move to the other way. Why? Because a little bit of lying is better than a lot of crying.
Good question. I know that for the saying of Imam Ali radiallahu anhu, I'm not sure if it's him or someone else, they're saying, if you know what I know, you would cry a lot and laugh a little.
This is Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes.
So, in what context did he say that?
Yes, I tell you, you know, yes. You know, I tell you, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was all the time optimistic. Okay? And he is the prophet of optimism, and inshallah we'll have a class about him. And from the verses of the Quran, inshallah. But when he will notice that, or when he is teaching those coming Muslims that if you are all the time strongly connected with the worldly life, forgetting about the other life, he must warn us. Okay, this is the warning of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. If you just reflect on the reality of the worldly life, the reality of the test of the Day of Judgment, you will cry a lot. Okay, because you will fear, you know, the Day of Judgment. This is the meaning of what Ghada was saying, is that if I focus on the Day of Judgment, I will start crying because I am a sinner, you know. And I will not laugh much as the people are laughing day and night in the worldly life, you know. When you notice that there is a difference between smiling, okay, and laughing from the depths of the heart, okay. For a true believer, it is not very easy to laugh from the depths of your heart. Okay, because you are always worried about your sins. You always remember the Day of Judgment. Life for you is a hardship. You are patient with a lot of problems. So I am smiling, I am accepting, I am optimistic, but I am not. This is difficult. In the middle of it, I will remember the Day of Judgment. Okay, so this is what Prophet Muhammad is warning us from, forgetting about the reality. Those whom they are laughing and laughing and laughing, they are mostly on antidepressants. Mostly. Because in these days which we are living, it is very difficult to laugh from the depths of your heart. I think so. Do you have any different points of view? Are you laughing from the depths of your heart after your bad scores?
a little bit. We, you know, I tell you, for a believer is, you know, the spirit, a believer has the spirit which is accepting everything. So you are always smiling and you are full of hope. But hope and optimism is different from laughing. You know, hope and optimism means I have goals, I will try it, I will sacrifice, I will help, I will support, you know. This is the optimism and the hope. But this doesn't mean that I am laughing, because, you know, the worldly life is not so precious for me so that I will laugh from the depths of my heart.
But it's the worldly life.
Yes, but we must all the time smile, because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was smiling all the time and he was expecting the good all the time. Inshallah, we will learn more and more, inshallah, about these facts in the coming classes. And inshallah, let us make the dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Alhamdulillah.